Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. Until now, we've been discussing the details of the Korah, the beam that you put on top of the Mavoi in order to make it kosher, to make one permissible to carry in it. And that was all by a Mavoi Sasum, a Mavoi that is closed off on three sides and has one opening to the public domain. And now we're going to discuss the details of the Lechi. And in addition to that, we're going to also discuss a couple of related halachos. And this is actually a pretty interesting Mishnah, so let's see. Bakol osin luchayayin, with all types of material, you can make this lachi, this board. Afilu b'davar sheyesh baruach hayim, even something that has life in it. Meaning, anything that has a height of 10 tefachim, 10 hand breaths, tall, or more, is permitted to make a lachi out of it, to make a mavai kosher, even if it's like an animal. It has life in it. As long as you tie the animal with rope to the foundation of this wall, and you make sure, or to the roof, and you make sure it's not gonna move, and you make sure it's not gonna run away, and you make sure it's not gonna crouch down, you tie it really good, because if it crouches, then it can crouch below 10 tefachim, and then you lose your lechi. So as long as you tie it up to the wall, and it's 10 tefachim tall, it's not going anywhere, you could even use it as a lechi on Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi prohibits making a lechi out of an animal because he's afraid that the animal may die, and then if it dies, it's going to crouch, and then it'll be below 10 tefachim. And people, the mother, are not going to think about this, and then they'll start carrying it on Shabbos, and they'll be doing a prohibition because they didn't know that the animal died and they lost their lechi. Whereas the Tanakhama is not concerned that it's going to die because death is not common, and therefore he permits it. Okay, that's all regarding a lechi. Now we're going to see a couple of just related halachos that not necessarily have to do with mavoi, but that are related to animals. Umetame mishum godal, something that has ruach chaim, like an animal, can become tummy from godal. What is godal? It says in the Torah that if a per v'chol ashayiga al pnei asada bechalal cherev o bemeis o beetzem adam o bekever. Basically, if you touch a dead corpse, you become tamei for 7 days. And we expound from there, v'chol asher yiga apanei sota, anything. What's anything? What's kol? It means even golel v'dofeg. So golel is the concept of when you have a corpse, they put some kind of lid over the corpse, or over the grave, and that's the golel. The dofeg is the matter that supports the cover, that the cover leans on. I mean, you can imagine like a coffin lid and then the coffin itself, just as an example. So I don't know how this would happen, but let's just say the guy wanted to use a live animal as a lid to a caver. She'im asu balchai golo kever. He takes a live animal, makes it as a cover for a caver, and assuming that it's tied up, it's not going anywhere. So even though the animal is alive, still, it becomes, it gets this tumma, and then therefore hanogeba, and then one who touches this animal will become tummy for 7 days, and this is the concept of golel. Okay, it's an interesting halacha. Let's see here. We also taught an aholos, the same halacha, behema sha'asa golel kever. If you take an animal, you make it as a cover for a grave or for a corpse, one who touches that animal is tummy for 7 days. Okay. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. It's an interesting halacha. This is the opinion of... No, this is just the Tanakhama that says that it's going to be tameh. Whereas Rabbi Meir mitaher, Rabbi Meir says that no, the animal stays pure because he expounds from the pasuk that says, kol shish baruach chayim einu mitameh mishum golal. Well, not a pasuk, I'm sorry. He has a different source where he says that if it's a live animal serving as a lid for a grave, it does not become tummy from golel. And Reb Meir's reason is because any mechitza that stands by air, meaning stands by life, is not considered a mechitza. It's not considered a wall. So this is not considered a cover for the caver. And therefore, it doesn't become tummy and it's pure. Because when you make a wall or you make a mechitza or a cover, it's gotta be something that is inanimate, a dead object, not a live object. Okay. Or he says that the mechitza has to be made by people and, like a piece of wood, a person chops it up and makes it into a board, unlike animals that just, they're created from birth. Okay, and then Rabbi Meir also prohibits regarding a lechi as well. You can't use this animal as a lechi on Shabbos. Okay? The Kozvin Alav Gite Nashim is permitted to write on an animal a get for a woman. So let's just say you want to write a get on the horn of an animal, on the horn of an ox, and you'll give the entire ox to a to the wife to divorce her. So that's permitted. Interesting halacha, because if you cut off the karen after you wrote the, if you cut off the horn that you wrote the get on, after you wrote the get, then it's puzzle because it's not creases, it's not, the reduction of creases has to be cut off, meaning it can't be missing anything. For when you're done writing the get, it's gotta be complete. If you have to still cut it off the horn, then it's no good. So you have to, you know, either cut it off the horn and then write it, or write it on the horn and give the whole animal to the girl, to the wife. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Aglili Postel, he says you can't write a get on an animal, you can't write it on its horn, because he expounds that it has to be an actual, a sefer as a cloth, it's like a parchment. Just like a parchment has no life, so too it can't be on anything that has life, so therefore it can't be done on a live animal. Okay, moving right along to Mishnah Ches. Shiyara, if you have a group of travelers in a wagon, Shechans of Abika, that they camped in a valley. You know, a valley is a din of a Carmelist. A Carmelist that we learned in Masechta Shabbos is a, like a big open area, like a valley that the Rabbanan prohibited on a rabbinic level not to carry in it on Shabbos. So these people want to carry. What do? So they try to make an Erev. V'hikifua, they surround themselves on Erev Shabbos, Beklei Behema, with the kalim of the Behema, with the, for example, the saddles of the animal. And they make like, you know, take a bunch of saddles and they put it into a circle and they surround themselves with saddles to make like an Erev. Now, even though there's space in between the saddles, Metaltalim Batocha, you could carry it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Because we look at that as a separate domain, like a Rosh HaYachad, a private domain. However, Ublavajihe Gadar Gavoa Asar Tzfachim, as long as, number one, this saddle, you know, saddle fence that you're making has to be at least a height of 10 tefachim tall, 10 hand breadths tall. And in addition to that, v'lo yu pratzos yoteros ala binyan, you can't have the prutza yoter ala binyan, which means there's a concept that if you have a, prutza comes from the word parts, the breach, binyan's the building. So here the building is these bunch of saddles, right? And they're, I'm assuming they're each 10 tefachim tall. So between each saddle, you have a pierce, you have a breach, right? There's space there. So if your saddle is a 10 tefachim tall, you can't have more than 10 breaches within this wall. As long as you have 9 breaches or even 10, it's fine. But if you have 11 or more, so then it's no good. It's the concept called, you know, Paritz Yoter Ala Binyan. It's a concept brought down in Gemara. So Ruba Paritz Ruba Ala Gader, Gader Ruba Ala Paritz. The idea is that you have this wall set up, the saddles are 10 tefachim tall, you know, so if they're 10 tefachim tall, make sure your space is 10 tefachim, make sure there's 10 spaces or less between the saddles and not more than that. You know, and then if you have 15 saddles, then it could be, you know, up to 15 spaces or less, but not more than that. If you have more, then it's disqualified as an Erev. So a good concept to keep in mind. Okay. Kol Pirtza Shehi Keser Amos. Now, anytime that you have a breach, if the breach is 10 Amos wide, so it's very, very big space, like 20 feet, still Mutaris, it's still permitted to carry within this, you know, Erev. It's permitted, because we just look at it as like an entrance. It's like a doorway. Whereas Yotu Mikain, if the space is more than 10 amos apart, then also then it's prohibited to carry within this area, because now we don't look at that as a doorway, we look at that as a total breach, and then you just lose your Erev. Though they do bring down over here that if you were to make a Tzuras HaPesach, like we discussed in the first Mishnah, whereby you make a real doorpost, a post on one end, a post on the other end, and then like a little roof on top. So if you make a real doorpost, which is better than a lechi or a korah, just, you know, a beam or a board of wood, you know, a wooden board, then once you have this doorpost, even if it's more than 10 amos wide, then it's permitted to carry in it, because this makes it like, you know, like a real closed off area. And that concludes Mishnah Ches.